Mariel of Redwall, Disc 7.
Chapter 24. After their meal and a short rest, the four travellers struck off westward once more into the gloomy, dark swampland. Marielle took the lead. Peering into the deceptive half-light, she chose a relatively straight path. The other three followed her in single file along the raised trail, avoiding smooth, slippery rocks and testing each fraction of the way with hesitant paws. To both sides of them, the overhanging trees grew out of stagnant, smelling smoothness, which occasionally threw up a liquid bubble, betraying the treacherous nature of its surface. Durry sounded apprehensive.
Oh, Nuncle, it wouldn't do a poor lad much good to fall in there.
Dandin brought up the rear of the file, his paw on Durry's shoulder.
Aye, be careful and take your time. I just wish it were a bit lighter in here. It's like trying to plough your way through pea soup, all muggy and dark green. What is it we have to beware in here? The wart-skinned toad?
Second in line, Tarquin turned his head slightly as he spoke.
Not a sign of the old wart-skinned blighter. I hope we're going the right way, trail leader, old gal.
Marielle kept her eyes straight ahead.
As far as I can see, we are. I chose the longest and straightest of the paths. Aha! What's that up ahead? Stop a minute, please.
They halted. Directly ahead of them, a light was shining in the gloom, a small flickering golden glow. It stopped, hovering farther up the path. When Marielle moved forward again, it moved also. Dandin recalled the rhyme.
Beware the light that shows the way.
Right you are, Dandin, old lad. What? There's the very light we've jolly well got to watch out for.
Marielle halted once more.
Lie down and be still, you three.
They dropped down and lay perfectly still. Marielle flattened herself against the path and began inching forward. This time, the light remained still, glowing a short way above the trail. Durry lifted his head for a quick peep.
Where's she going to?
Dandin stifled the hedgehog's mouth with his paw.
Shh! Keep quiet and be still, Durry.
Marielle's crawling figure had now disappeared into the murky gloom. Ahead of them, the light still glowed steadily. They waited with bated breath, pressing themselves flat to the earth. Suddenly, from along the path, a dismayed croak sounded, followed by a whoop from Marielle and the familiar thwack of Gullwacker. Springing up, the three travellers made their way along the path as speedily as circumstances would allow. The mousemaid stood over a stunned toad. It was an indescribably ugly specimen, completely covered in large wart-like growths. In one paw, Marielle twirled her Gullwacker, while in the other, she held a curious contrivance. It was a lantern on a small carrying frame, wonderfully made from thin-cut rock crystal. Inside the lantern, half a dozen fat fireflies buzzed, giving off a pale golden light. Marielle prodded the toad lightly.
Two puzzles solved with one Gullwacker. The wart-skinned toad and the light that shows the way. Three, in fact. Take a look ahead.
By the light of the lantern, they saw that the path ended sharply a short distance from where they stood. Durry shivered.
If we'd followed that horrible beast with his light, we would have gone plopo, right into that swamp.
Dandin prized a rock from the trail.
Aye, plopo is the right word.
He threw the rock into the swamp. It disappeared, making a small hole, which swiftly filled in, leaving the surface undisturbed. The wart-skinned toad was beginning to recover, groaning pitifully and rubbing his head with slimy webbed paws. Marielle thumped the Gullwacker down close to the repulsive creature.
Want some more?
She inquired. The toad recoiled in fear.
No more.
Dandin unsheathed his sword and tickled the creature's nose.
Listen, I don't know what your game is, but we want to get out of this place and you're going to lead us. Understood?
Still rubbing its head, it nodded unhappily. Dandin turned to Marielle.
Right, let's get going. Keep this creature in the lead.
The wart-skinned toad took off at a sideward leap at the swamp. Dandin reacted swiftly, but not fast enough. He barely grabbed the toad's back leg as it sailed through the air. The toad flopped into the swamp, pulling Dandin off balance. With a squeak of dismay, he toppled from the raised path, slithering on its sloping side for an instant, before plunging bodily into the treacherous ooze. Spreading its bulk flat and extending its webs, the wart-skinned toad slithered off across the swamp surface, leaving behind Dandin, who was rapidly disappearing into the bottomless waste.
Help! Do something! I'm being sucked under!
Holding Tarquin's paw, Marielle stretched out, flicking her gullwhacker toward Dandin.
Here, catch on to this!
Dandin struggled to reach the rope without avail. The swamp had pulled him in up to his neck now. Tarquin threw his hair lean at a Dandin.
Here, old lad, put both your paws on top of this. It might help to keep you up.
Dandin did as he was told, but he could feel the tug of the swamp, and panic filled him completely.
Help! Oh, help me, someone!
An urgent voice was whispering to Marielle.